From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama embarks on the final day of his historic three-day visit to Cuba by addressing the Cuban people on state-run television. Monday, he and his Cuban counterpart Raul Castro held talks, which the U.S. leader described as frank and candid, and that met the press, Mr. Obama acknowledging the two sides continue to have serious differences on democracy and human rights.
As we do wherever we go around the world, I made it clear that the United States will continue to speak up on behalf of democracy, including the right of the Cuban people to decide their own future. We'll speak out on behalf of universal human rights, including freedom of speech and assembly and religion.
Mr. Castro, reacting testily at times, was questioned about his country's human rights record. He asked how many countries in the world comply with all human rights. None. He also denied Cuba has any political prisoners and demanded a list. Mr. Castro called for an end to the 55-year-old U.S. trade embargo and return of land now being used by the U.S. for a naval base at Guantanamo Bay. U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon Monday raised the alarm over the fate of elections in Democratic Republic of Congo. Addressing the Security Council, he called for timely and credible elections. There are concerns incumbent President Joseph Kabila will extend his rule beyond two terms. U.S.-UN Ambassador Samantha Power also expressed concern about threats facing civil society in DRC.
Not only must ballots be cast, but individuals must be allowed to campaign for their preferred candidates and express their opinions freely. There is no excuse for the harassment and detention of peaceful activists and opposition leaders in the DRC.
Power warned the DRC's fragile progress in democracy, stability, and economic growth hangs in the balance. This is VOA News. The Afghan military says that it's raided a Taliban-held prison, freeing 16 hostages, including civilian and security force personnel, in southern Helmand province. A defense spokesman said the raid overnight Sunday into Monday killed 17 Taliban insurgents. Afghan forces have raided several prisons in Helmand over the past months and freed dozens of detainees. The U.S. Defense Department Monday acknowledged the presence of a U.S. Marine artillery base in northern Iraq in support of coalition forces near Makmur. Colonel Steve Warren is a Pentagon spokesman.
These Iraqi forces, along with their coalition advisors, require force protection. So we constructed a small firebase to do just that.
Firebase Bell, the first independent U.S. base of its kind in Iraq since the return of U.S. military personnel in 2014. They're helping train Iraqi forces as they prepare to retake the Islamic State stronghold of Mosul. The revelation came following news that an IS attack on the base Saturday killed a Marine and wounded several others. Morocco is now asking the U.N. to close down a military liaison office in disputed Western Sahara. After dozens of U.N. personnel assigned to the Minurso peacekeeping mission departed amid rising tensions with Rabat, U.N. spokesman Farhan Haq says there's no reason for the escalation of tensions.
The mission has been going about its work for more than a quarter of a century. It's been there to ensure a degree of stability, and even though the situation on the ground has not been one that's satisfactory to the Sahrawi people, as long as the mission has been there, there's been a lessening of tensions.
The dispute followed remarks by UN Secretary Ban Ki-moon, who called Morocco's annexation of the former Spanish territory in 1975 in occupation. The ruling Chama Cha Mapinduzi Party in Tanzania's semi-autonomous region of Zanzibar was declared winner of Sunday's election on Monday. The election was a rerun of a ballot boycotted last year by the opposition. The results of October's original election were annulled after the Electoral Commission cited fraud. Benin's Prime Minister Lionel Zinsou Monday conceded defeat following results of Sunday's runoff presidential ballot against businessman Patrice Talon. Preliminary results show Talon leading with 65% of the vote to Zinsou's 35%. The price of oil dipped slightly in Asia trading Tuesday, but remains above $41 a barrel, even as the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries prepares to meet to discuss capping output in a bid to reverse a sharp decline in the price. Tech giant Apple Monday unveiled new products. They include a new smaller iPhone and a new iPad Pro with a smaller screen. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.